would go with it and all of that, which is just fine. But I feel like Richard and I were together as opposites as you can get. In fact, geographically, we're opposites. I'm from Iran, he is from it, and it's exactly 12 hours of difference. So take that. And the, if you go by birth, which I don't, you know, I put that behind me 25, 30 years ago. But if you go by birth, we're exactly opposite too. And so the first few years of marriage, I was just dumbfounded. Why the hell did I do that?
You see how good a sweeper I am. You see where she's at.
You're a great sweeper.
The bigger your sweeper gets paid to do it, the more blessing you have. People want to marry the image of a man in their mind. I tell you, it will never exist. You might as well give up and find a sweeper.
Now hiring sweepers.
That's right. And then when you get so, you know, evolved and complete that you go and kiss the feet of the sweeper, make sure you kick his butt out of the house. Because if done the job, you're graduated, you no longer need to be attached. And by that time, you're so in love with your sweeper that you might as well say, let's finish this lifetime. We have two kids, what the heck? Where is that?
Because I think what happens is the sweeper actually is a very important, they
role.
Have a very, very important role. So
yeah, it does. It does have a sweeper. It's really,
kind
really
of special.
It is a special.
They don't start out as a sweeper.
They don't know, because if they said we're a sweeper,
no,
you don't understand. If they said we're a sweeper, you would run the other way. They have to come as a lover. Those are the real sweepers. They just do anything for you, and you do anything for them. Oh, this is everything is going perfect, and then.
That's not quite true. After all, that's what made you attracted to the first day. I didn't hold the door for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, we're weird. Just don't even go by our book. But yeah, exactly. They just come at that. With Richard and I knew he was a sweeper. I said, I'm going to make him fall in love with me, and then I will become his sweeper. But it didn't work out like this. We both fell in the same pond. So each sweeper has a different broom. Some can fly with the broom.
Sometimes, well, they say that, you know, that we're balanced of each other. So there's, oh. Like my husband, I mean, there's some things through the years that he has balanced me out and, you know, and things.
And
vice versa.
I don't believe in balance. I believe that you... use his, you know, if you're smart enough, you look at him and his weaknesses, you make sure you don't have it, and his strength, you try to imitate, you know. So there was time that, you know, you have no choice but to say, wait a minute, you know, if I see in something that I don't like in him, do I have it? Is it in me? Because he's almost mirroring me. Do I have that? If you don't have it, and there is a strength that he has, then you can use that strength also to imitate. Mm-hmm. You know, so it goes a double mirror in front of us. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
That brings up a whole other level of questions. We'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell the story about the cup from us? I just think it's meaningful. It was meaningful for me. We've got a shaman that we really go to as like a real holy guy. Mm-hmm. And he's a shaman like 35 years. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's taking people up the Sierra right now on the vision quest. That's one of the things that he does to do the mountains and that. So Kathy has a session with him last week, and the part in that really resonated with me is that she's come far along that far enough, he knows he really can't help her on this level, and blah, 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 blah. But praying and chanting and doing those things. But as a shaman, he has reverence for nature and the earth, and he had this bowl, and I don't know where the bowl was made, but in the bowl were things like corn from Hopi Indians, and that's powerful corn from the real people that were here, and different shells and all that. And what resonated for me when Kathy told me the story, he said, what do you want out of here? And Kathy said, well, a couple of things. And he said, well, is that really what you want?
And that's exactly what we did together.
And she said, no, I really want the whole bowl. And he gave her the whole bowl. He did take some corn out from the Hopi Indians because he knew he needed it for other people for healing. But I thought about myself so many times. I really wanted something, but I've only wanted to maybe take it up.
You were sitting here, and I was sitting here when we had that discussion. What is it that you really want? You have been nibbling long enough.
You mean you and I? Yeah,
you and I. And it's really, really important that we come to terms, like Kathy was saying, I want the whole thing.
Yes.
We come to terms, and it's her right to do that. I mean, it's you know, really wise to do that. We have to come to terms that what is truth means? What is truth for us? What is it that we really want? And then once we clear it and dissect it and peel it and make it really visible, husk has to come out. Because otherwise, between what we really want is covered by our concept of what we want. So when you are taking the husk out and you seed the seed, then we cannot hinder it with our thoughts, words, and deeds. In other words, when you know and you have made it wholesome in your hand, in your right hand, your left hand cannot start hitting it on the head. So wherever we go, when I met my teacher, that was the end of my road. That was it, finished. And it's for all of us that we've been for. Why? Because if we continue this nibbling, as I said before, which is fine and very inspirational, but the realization takes time to take effect. Because just look at this. If I close my eyes, I won't see anything. But if I open 1%, I see 1%. I open 2%, I see 2%. 50%, I see 50%. 100%, I see 100%. As obvious as that. So when you have your eyes completely one-pointed, then everything comes to focus. And the freedom is there to grab.
You were saying something at one of the our meetings about you can't believe in two gods.
You can't serve two masters.
You can't serve two masters. In other words, if you want nothing but peace or God or whatever you want or self-realization, don't serve the master that is in duality and it will hinder your path. You must, come back to Mihaela again, you know? If she made a big deal out of her work, then where does this attention lies? Where is her peace? It would be expended on correcting her job.
Well, that's the problem I've been having with, trying to find a job and whatever, is because I give myself 110% at a job, and I know that takes up a lot of energy, and I'm really afraid to give up my real self.
Yes, you won't give your real self if you go in your job with your real self. So you have to be in the world but not of it. How do you do that? You take your toolbox with you and you use it, and next thing you know, like her boss that was like a nightmare for her is her best friend in the office. You just use your toolbox, and if it needs omnipresent to work on, you work on that. If it's under trust issue, you do that. If you need to stay in your state of being, you do that. But doing will not hinder your state of being unless you allow it. Don't bring a divorce in between them, then the art of living goes down the drain.
And when you're at work, you just play that role.
knowingly,
play,
yeah, knowingly, knowingly you play that role. You get up and you say, well, my role is to do this.
Like an actor?
Huh?
Like an actor?
Like an actor. You come to work and you say, I'm an actor, I'm going to win an Oscar if I want to. But at the same time, know that who is acting, yeah, who is acting is that witness.
And also, well, I think too, is being present, very present.
Yes.
Being present,
yes.
And conscious of what is going on.
Yes. Yes.
And witnessing people and, you know, and... Mm.
Yes, that's another way
that.
You can... Whatever works, really, whatever tools works, you do that. Like I was just telling Ida, when she said, every tool I use, I go back to the state of being. Well, in the office, sometimes, you know, you might be confronted to take another tool that takes you to that place, or at home with your roommate or your boyfriend, you can use the silence or be still or whatever. But it's whatever you do, use them. Use them and use them. That is the key to success. Before we go, I like to once again to remind all of us, including myself, since the truth, the self, or the God, whatever you want, is dear to you, is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Now, here it is. Omnipresent means the only present that is omni. It's everywhere, everything. Now, okay. If that is omnipresent, the self is omnipresent as God or light or whatever, what can we be? Can we be separated from it? Is there even a question of duality? Is there even a room to discuss and argue about it? Namaste.